Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, April 28th, 2024, Pastor John Melke. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so they too might share in the joy Jesus won for them. Here's Pastor.
I invite your attention to the screen or to me as I read the Gospel of John chapter 15, which serves as the sermon text today. Begin at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He is going to cut off. And He prunes every branch that does bear fruit so that it will bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I am going to remain in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Likewise, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him is the one who bears much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown to the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you continue to bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. You may be seated. It's nice once again to have a nice group of assembled worshipers here today, also worshiping with us in our live streaming. As you gather here for worship, you know that you're here to do what we already have done, confess your sins before your God, receive that great, complete forgiveness from your Savior, and you also know that later on, for those who are communicant members of our congregation or unite with us in faith and doctrine, will come up and receive the Lord's Supper again for the forgiveness of your sins, and the joy of knowing that you are united with your Father and with each other in faith. So it's good to be here. So what do you expect to hear? Almost every Sunday you probably hear the same thing, right? The fact that God, before the creation of the world, chose you to be His own, the fact that God, the Father, sent His Son at just the right time to bring the Savior into this world, that the Savior Jesus would be crucified on a cross as payment for all your sins. But He would not stay dead. He would arise on Easter morning to assure you that, yes, indeed, He is alive and your sins are all gone, forgotten by your God. But it doesn't stop there. The Lord Jesus would send the Holy Spirit into your hearts by faith, and you would be connected to Jesus as the vine. You are the branches. So our question for today is this: how are you connected to Jesus? Well, Pastor, I'm connected to Jesus because of my parents. They took me to a Christian home, a Christian church. Pastor, I'm connected to Jesus because I go to church. I'm connected to Jesus because, well, I've read His Bible and I've memorized some things He said to me. I'm connected to Jesus because, well, don't you see, when the plate is passed, I put an offering in the basket. I'm connected to Jesus because of the good things that I do in this world. All those things might be true of you, but how are you truly connected to Jesus? If you're connected to Jesus because of those things, maybe we need to look at what Jesus says here. How are you connected to Jesus? Well, belonging to a church, participating in a church or the offering plate, that would be what maybe the Old Testament and even some of the New Testament in the Scriptures thought was valuable. They would find themselves fact that they were descendants of Abraham, so that made them right with God because of their descendancy. Or others were convinced that, well, because I'm looking a lot better than the person next to me, and I find favor with God. How are you connected to Jesus? Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me and I will remain in you. So just like Jesus told those Old Testament people through the prophets, as he said to himself, by himself there, as he's alive in his planet for 33 years, he says, get rid of that descendant of Abraham line anymore. There's something more valuable than that. He says, remain in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. The Jesus-us connection might be something that is real to us and obvious to us, but how can that possibly be? How can there be a Jesus-us connection? We look at Jesus and we see perfection. We see perfection by the fact that he never cursed God, never was a jealous thought from his mind and heart out of his mouth. He never once concocted a scheme to get back at somebody. And the list goes on and on of all the things Jesus never did because he was and is the perfect Son of God and Son of Man. And as such, it means that we ask ourselves, how can we have this connection to God, to Jesus, if he's what we are not? Because we know that there are all kinds of bushel baskets full of bitter words and angry thoughts and terrible actions that we've carried out because we want to get even with somebody. How is it possible to have this connection to God, to Jesus, when we see what we are in contrast to what he is? What does he say in our text? You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. That is a great statement. You are already clean because of the word Jesus has spoken to you. How are you connected to Jesus? Through his word. If Jesus says you're already clean, well, he knows what clean is. He says, because of the word I've spoken to you. So there is the connection to Jesus. Not church membership, not a synagogue, not some temple in Jerusalem. You're connected to God, you're connected to Christ through his word. Through his word, it tells you that God had a demand for perfection, and he found it through the gift of his son, Jesus. And then he sent his son, Jesus, to die on a cross. And that payment was full and satisfied as he raised his son back to life on Easter morning. And because Jesus lives, we know that all our sins are completely wiped out from God's memory, and we are clean in his sight, pure. Perfect, just like Jesus, because of what Jesus did for us. That's your connection to God through Jesus, his word. How well do you stay connected through the word? How well do you stay connected through the word? Is that about the time when our mind begins to wonder, Pastor, read the Bible? I can't even keep up with my friends on Facebook. Read the Bible? I've got things to do outside when the weather gets kind of nice outside. Read the Bible? I've got to relate to my friends and family members through email or through texting. I don't have the time. Read the Bible? That's an old book. That's a book that has no value for me anymore, someone might say. So how well are you doing at reading the Bible? You will want to stay connected to Jesus. You stay connected through his word. You stay connected through the word by choosing ways in which you can do that, whether it's through these sermons that you hear week in, week out, through your own personal Bible reading, through meditations, devotions, whatever your personal life story is, to remain connected through the word, keep on doing it. If you haven't started, start today. Get connected to Jesus through the word. And in that word, you'll find you're connected to the vine as a branch of God. Jesus says four times in our text, in four different ways, remain in me, and I'll remain in you. It's like that Miracle-Gro you're using on your plants at home, right? To produce more abundant fruit. So continue to use that Miracle-Gro by digging into the scriptures and remain connected to Jesus. Jesus also paints a different picture, but also similar, when he says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he's going to cut off. And he prunes every branch that does bear fruit so that it will bear more fruit. How are you connected to Jesus? Yes, through his word. In order to produce to the glory of God. I'm not much of a skilled gardener. In fact, over the last few days, as I'm sure many of you have already done, you've picked up those dead branches from the wind blowing them off the trees. Will that ever stop? It's a lot easier to pick up the dead stuff and throw it away in the burn pile or whatever you need to do with it, take it to the landfill, than it is to perhaps grow plants well. Jesus says in our text to do what? He says, every branch of me that does not bear fruit, it's going to be cut off. Your Father wants you connected to him, Jesus the vine. And as you remain connected to Jesus through the word, to produce those fruits of faith in your life. To remain connected to Jesus, the source of your faith in your life. Now, if you're like me, you know somebody who was connected to the vine, but they no longer are. As far as the outside looking in, you don't see them in the Word of God. They've disconnected themselves from the source of their faith. They've fallen away. They're disconnected. Therefore, they cannot produce living fruits of faith to the glory of God. Well, that is indeed tragic. And we despair in prayer about those things from time to time. I have to ask you this question. Many people who worship God in a church building like this on a Sunday or a Thursday night stay disconnected from him the rest of the week. Is that fair to God? To show your love for him in worship for an hour or less and not produce fruits of faith by the way you conduct yourself as you walk out these doors? Jesus says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. If anyone does not remain in me, and he's like a branch that's thrown away and withers, such branches are picked up, thrown to the fire, and burned. My dear friends, remain connected to the vine, Jesus, your source, through his word, so you can produce those fruits of faith. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. Wow, that's wonderful. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. So you might wish for $1 million, right, in your bank account. You might wish that you won't have all these ailments that you're suffering with today. Is that what the Lord really says here? No. Not at all. Don't wish for those things. Those things are fruitless. Ask for those things where God promises to give you those things that are best for you, things that you need to support you in this life and life eternal. Those things are abundantly clear, aren't they, in your life? As the Lord answers your prayers, he gives you more than you can ever ask or imagine. He promises to produce fruits of faith in your life as you remain connected to the vine, the Word of God. But let's be clear. He says, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Your connection to the fruit, or your connection to the vine produces fruit. Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. How do you go about producing fruit? I would imagine it doesn't take a whole lot of thought to know what those things are. Go through your mind right now. Those things you can do to produce fruit to give glory to God. Isn't it endless? It's those who are involved in carrying out this service to the glory of God behind the scenes, whether they're in live streaming capacity or here in worship. It's those who are helping you prepare for a future church directory in the back. It's all those things you do outside of church, in your home, in your community, along your neighborhood. The list goes on and on, all the ways which you produce fruit for the glory of God. Was it just, what, a few weeks back where the four young adults came up front for the confirmation day and those girls told us by confession of their faith what it meant to be connected to Jesus, the vine? Imitate them. Imitate their faith. Imitate their life. And as they shared their faith with us, so we also have the opportunity to share our faith with others. I mean, I'm the outreach pastor. I have to say that in every sermon, right? So here's the plug. You've seen it advertised. God's Great Exchange is being taught for the first time in the fellowship area, not in here, but in the fellowship hall after church today. That is a unique way to simply share in simple words what you believe about Jesus and your God. It's only going to be like a 2 or 3 week course. You may want to review it over and over again to get the words down, but use your own words. It makes it easier. But words that are simply from the Bible to share with those who don't know Christ yet, who have remained disconnected from him, maybe the Lord is using you to share your faith, to produce fruits of faith in your life. In Philippians chapter 4, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Greek word for strengthens is endynamunti, which would translate Christ and dynamites me. Your Savior gives you complete and absolute power. He endynamites you. He gives you the power and the authority to share his word, to proclaim his word, to produce fruits of faith in the living Lord Jesus. So keep on being empowered by the Lord. Continue to live fruitful lives for him. But some of you might say, all my power is sapped. I'm old and I'm weak. I'm hurting. Or you're out on the branch all by yourself, a long way from the source, and you're afraid you're going to fall down and be cut down and die. Or you're way up high and you're scared to look down anymore. The Lord God says he's with you wherever you go. As you remain connected to the vine, you are the branch, you'll bear much fruit. Jesus says, if a man or if a person, any person remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Family of God, how are you connected to Jesus? Through the word to produce fruits of faith to the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I was concerned with this warning about this storm approaching, and we didn't get the storm that it did in other parts of the Midwest. You had to make sure that your batteries were right in the flashlight in case the power went out, right? Imagine if you lost that power and you're in complete darkness. Jesus is your light. Jesus is your light of faith. As your light, Jesus shines brightly in your heart of faith because you're connected to the vine, the source of your faith. And because you are connected to Jesus, you know what he did. He has complete confidence in you to also live the way he wants you to live. So in Jesus' name, let's go out and live that day, confident of his glory, shine brightly through the scriptures so we can produce fruits of faith for his glory. Amen.